Good morning.
Mate, I guess...
I'm very relaxed this morning.
I was about to say, I'm sure you're kicking back with a nice cuppa this morning and going, oh, it's great to put the show on, but glad it's behind us.
Exactly. Yes, that's very true for all the people that we have on our committee that put in such a huge effort, and our sponsors as well that physically do things to assist us to stage the whole event. Quite a relief, and it's a good time now after it to sit back, reflect on it, and look to review things that need reviewing and move forward for next year's.
Look, I was there for most of the show over the weekend, and crowd numbers seem to be awesome.
We haven't got the final number yet, so I won't make any outlandish statements, but I've got a feel that I may be able to announce in a couple of days that it is record gate.
Oh, that is awesome to hear, Keith. Now, that just means you are doing something right.
Yes. We can't take all that credit. I think the fact that people have been shut down over the last couple of years, we found we had a really good gate last year, even though it was a very weather-affected show. Mm. Complaints from anyone. It was... we had our normal trials and tribulations. Our brand new amenities block, which is down near the rodeo arena, and we had the rodeo on a Friday night. Well, it had a plumbing problem, so it was out of service for Friday night. That was a challenge. We were down there digging the pipes out on Saturday morning very early, and the plumbers did their magic. Huge thanks to a plumber called Roger Moore who came in and got us working again. And you have unforeseeable challenges that come up, and you've got to fix them.
Exactly right. And for unforeseeable challenges, a little bit of rain on the Saturday as well didn't seem to dampen any spirits at all.
Not at all. I think we had about 5 or 6 mil. And if anything, it sort of freshened the site up, and did not know events. When there was one heavier shower, they just stood and waited, and then the events continued. The horse events and show jumping, and it probably did dampen our official opening. It wasn't as well attended as normal because we held it out in front of our new new administration centre, and because we're officially opening that and the amenities block as well with Joel Fitzgibbon and David Rozelle. So that didn't have a big crowd, which normally does like to see the official opening and the crowning of our showgirls, but now the show went on.
It did go on. Now, Keith, this year, of course, you put the ticket sales online, which seemed to be a resounding success because there weren't long queues to get in through the gate. So is that something the committee is looking at doing in the future, keeping it that way, tickets are
absolutely
online?
Yeah, absolutely. We will use that same system. We might need to just hone it a little bit in a couple of places, but... We didn't turn anyone away, even for the odd person that came along and didn't have the facilities, didn't have our card. We still did take some cash from the people who couldn't do the online way. So it worked out very good. I think another thing we learned, we'll probably relocate our turnstiles, because when we have a full rodeo, as we did, there's a lot more vehicle traffic.
Definitely.
So we've got to reduce the interaction between pedestrians and vehicles. So we've got a couple of ideas of where we will move the on-foot entrance.
Yep.
Probably down Rutherford Road, maybe 40 or 50 metres down there. And so that the traffic and the people, there's no way there's any interaction. Not that we had any accidents, but, you know, you just
it's
see
to
that
take that
a,
out of play so it doesn't happen. Yeah, exactly right. Well, mate, look, again, another great show organised by you and your committee. Congratulations. And the fireworks, they just went on and on and on. They were great. Brilliant.
Yeah, it was over 12 minutes, and they really ramped it up on the second half of that 12 minutes, and it was just, I keep looking at our fireworks, and Adam Trist from Denman, who does those fireworks, does a fantastic job. I was halfway through it, and I texted him to tell him how great they were, and then they finished off even better. So, yeah, a big thank you to him. He does us a pretty good deal, and puts on a real good show. And it's a great way to finish off, you know, our proceedings as such.
Exactly right. Well, Keith Gooch, thanks for bringing us up to speed about all things to do with the Upper Hunter Show, and we can't wait for next year already.
Well, thank you very much also for your support and your sponsorship. So it's very much appreciated, and it all helps, I think, to get people in the gate if they know what's going on. And, you know, you were there both days of the show doing that.
Mate, we're always happy to be a part of anything local, but thank you, and we'll talk again, well, probably early next year when we start to ramp things up for next year's show.
Yeah, who knows? We might have some other things happening down there. We're all always wanting to move forward in progressing our amenities and what we're capable to do or what our capabilities are. So, yeah, hopefully we've got something new and innovative to to the community.
Well, it all sounds good. Keith, thank you for joining us on Hunter Valley today.
Thank you. And obviously, thank you to all our sponsors. Ben Gala at the top of that list.
We've got more of Hunter Valley today on the way, straight up after this short little break.